The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Raising teens alone can be brutal. It becomes easier when you are co-parenting with the universe.
Welcome to Co-Parenting with the Universe. This is Muriel Falous, your host. This week, we are going to follow up on what we did last week. And I really hope that you've listened to the episode and that you've done that meditation that I shared with you, because it was a must meditation for me in order to bounce back and heal faster from the, frankly, one of the most horrible physical experiences of my life. And I went through quite a few. This one was really, really horrible and taxing because it lasted 3 weeks. I was 3 weeks in pain. I thought at one point that I was going crazy. And this meditation helped me bounce back. And what I'm going to talk today is also related to that, because what I'm going to talk about gave me, compiled with all the tools that I've shared in the last month or so, if you've seen my shorts, what I did mentally to create space to go the distance, to stay in pain until I could be relieved, because I couldn't get the second cortisone shot until I was 3 weeks and something in pain. It started to be better a little bit before I got the cortisone, frankly, because I was using so much. I was using so many energy tools and exercises that it started to be a little bit better, but that was not bearable yet. And what I'm going to share today is really a way for you to build resistance and go the distance. What I shared last week was after the fact, or during, when you have hard episodes and you really feel that you need to recharge using the earth. That was the meditation I did last week. What I'm doing today is bringing you awareness about, in a way, it's one of the components of co-parenting with the universe. Because as you know, co-parenting with the universe is both using our human resources, our whole brain resources. That's why we do so much tapping, to not be in fight or flight and have access to our entire frontal cortex for it to work normally with all the blood flow that is normally provided there, directed there, as well as emoting at a level at which we vibrate higher or at least neutral on the energy elevator, so that we can have access to the universal guidance, protection, and assistance that is available at that level. Because if you're vibrating at the level of fear, that's not available there. When you're in fear, all the ideas that will come to you are fear ideas. It's like a vicious cycle. You are afraid, so you have thoughts of fear, which make you even more afraid, which bring more thought of fear, etc., etc. Vibrating at a higher level, neutral at least, or even at the level of hope, if you are not higher than hope, it's already creating an opening. And when you vibrate at that level, you will meet people, events, situations, downloads from the universe, information to your next step that will vibrate with more hope and more hope and more hope until you get to the next level of, I guess, what's the next level after hope? It depends, but it's more like on the lines of, I can. It is possible. I am guided. It's more, there is no certainty really in life, but it's still more secure and certain that something is there. It's accessing, maybe being, vibrating at the level of knowing, vibrating at the level of, I am a spiritual being and I have guidance that is not coming from what I can see and feel and touch with my body. So how does it play a role in being resilient and lasting, going the distance? Well, first, I would like you to do an exercise so you can feel it in your body, because we have a lot of knowledge in our day and age, but knowledge has never changed anybody's life. What changes your life is to integrate that knowledge, to live it, to practice it, to behave from it. If you know that you need to meditate, for example, but you never meditate, that won't change your brain. What will change the actual shape and the actual map of your brain and the connections will be the meditation. And even if we start with 1 minute, we'll have some episodes on that. So please sit and close your eyes and do that exercise, because you're going to feel things and then you will know what I'm talking about. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and let it go. Bring all your awareness to here and now. And now, bring to your awareness in your mind the situation that you're dealing with regarding your teenager. And bring into your mind the picture of what you give yourself permission to expect if they continue like this, if things don't change. Imagine things continuing like this another month, things continuing like this another year, things continuing like this without you being able to even think of an end. And where are they going to end up later? You have this very realistic image that you painted for their future in your mind, considering what they are doing now, considering what is reasonable to expect, considering what the example in society have taught you. This limited picture of expectation, considering what's going on, considering that you are a reasonable human being with an intellect and you don't go into things that aren't really possible with what's going on now. What do you experience in your body when you think like this? What's your level of hope? Do you have more energy or less energy to continue the distance? Does your energy is going outward, expanding? Do you feel more free or do you feel more contracted, more restricted with your energy and your body? And now imagine yourself in a few years when they are an adult
looking at the way you had to parent, looking at how you decided to parent. You were very reasonable. You didn't let yourself go into somehow miracle thinking, letting yourself imagine a different result than all the components of the reality that's going on now. And you are somehow in pain or disappointed with where they are, because you know they could have been so much happier. They could have been so much fulfilled. But that's not what happened. And you know that in some level, you tried only one way. And that way was to do was what you were able to do with what was all those years or months, and not get out of the picture frame, not get out of the box, not going into expectations of miracles, a level of hope that was too disproportionate compared to what was going on. How does it make you feel about your parenting? To know that maybe there is one way that, even though it seemed completely crazy, you didn't try. And maybe you even have a what if in your head. What if I had tried that? What if there could have been a different result? What if they could have had a happier level of fulfillment and happiness, and maybe even health? How does it make you feel to think about that in your body right now? Does it feel good? Or does it feel somehow bad? Does it make you expect having way more energy, an infinite amount of energy to deal with what's going on? Or less energy to deal with what's going on and lasting the distance? Become aware of that in your body, in your energy level. And now, I'm going to ask you to let go of that picture, let go of that reality, that possibility that is standing as one potential in the universe. And imagine that, like when you open a sink, the water goes down the drain, this potential is going down the drain in the universe. Shake your hands, contract all your muscles in your entire body, and let go. And shake your hands again, like if you wanted to let go of a bad vibration. And now take a deep breath. Imagine that you have your energy roots going down into the earth, where you're anchored in this moment, in the possibility of the present. And now let yourself, for just a moment, give yourself permission to expect a different ending to that scenario. Expect what you want the most for them. You see them in a few months, in a few years, where you want them to be in their level of happiness. You see that all this craziness that you're dealing with now had an expiration date. And it's finally over. At some point, something shifted. And now it's okay. Or maybe it's not exactly what I want. But I know I've tried my best, because I even tried things that were crazy. As a parent, I feel that I've done 100% of what I could have done, both in the realistic way and in the crazy way. I know that it's not on me. I know that I've done my best. Now scan your body to see how you feel about that. You've done your best. No matter what the result is, you have tried the crazy way. How do you feel? When you know you've tried everything, when you know you've done your best, when you know you've been the best mom you could have been, does it give you more energy to deal with what is in the present right now, or less energy? Does it give you more hope or less hope? Now take a deep breath and open your eyes.
So what did you feel? Could you feel how focusing on the ideal vision is more expanded as far as energy than focusing on what's going on, focusing on it's going to stay like that forever, focusing on the catastrophic scenarios that could happen? This is more contracted. And when you are starting to practice the more expanded way of thinking, the energy expanded way of thinking, first of all, you're calmer. So like we said, you will have access to more of your brain. You can calm the fear. And second, as you know, we radiate, we send energy, we interact with each other's energies and chakras when we meet each other, when we are in front of each other, when we live in the same house. So your team will be able to feel that. Even if it's not conscious, they will feel it. They will feel the vision of hope, the vision of it's going to get better that you have for them. And unconsciously, that will give them an opening to the belief that things can change and everything can be okay. The third thing is you will have more energy, because when you focus on what is not for you to focus, on what is for the universe to manage, you are wasting energy. There is some drainage. You're wasting energy there. It's attached there. And you're trying to figure it out. But since you can't, you're wasting precious energy. So that energy will be freed. Like, I have a meditation on YouTube that is, I think it's called Clearing Your Chakras. And I talk about an energetical octopus. And you unhook your arms and you bring that energy back to you. That's exactly what it's going to do. You will have that energy available to go the distance, to take action if you have to take action, to, if you have to read a book, read a book. And that's precious. What we talked about is very aligned with co-parenting with the universe, is vibrating at the level of there is hope, vibrating up the level of everything is going to be okay, vibrating at the level of they have their own journey, vibrating up the level that of there is a growth opportunity for me in that, and what is it? And then you can receive the next step idea, the next step urge to take action, the whatever the next step is that the universe is going to guide you to. So I really hope that you can practice that vision, because you've been practicing probably the other vision, worrying and reminiscing that horrible, that what's going on, that vision of things you don't want for months maybe. You have to practice the other one until it becomes more automatic, more unconscious. And that will require, I would say, action, because you're going to have to sit and consciously do that. As we said, knowing won't change anything. Doing will. And the last thing that I want to say is, if things end up being exactly what you had in mind, everything is okay, everything fell back into place, it's fabulous. if things don't go the way you want for your teenager, because let's be realistic, sometimes it happens. And they will run into more challenges because of what they're actually doing right now. You will know that you have done everything you can, both on a practical level, on a mental level, on an emotional level, on a what I need to know level, what book I need to read, and on an energy level. Everything you could, you've done. I remember, and I mentioned that in the past, with my kids, we still have an argument that hasn't been closed for years since they were young. Because when I saw Star Wars, and in one episode of Star Wars, Master Yoda says, there is only do, there is no try, there is only do. And it's for me, it's so it's logical, because even when you're trying, you're already doing. So why would you use the word trying that implies that maybe you won't succeed, that implies like maybe I won't go 100%, because what if that we don't succeed? What if I'm disappointed? And we're going to do stuff about that on future episodes, because I got a download yesterday when I was journaling that was very powerful, that helped me so much. I was journaling and I was, you know, automatic writing, when you just open yourself and you write whatever comes, and it was magical. It gave me enlightenment about how I need to see. It was more related to my business and the vision of the future that I have, but it's applicable everywhere in our life. And I'm going to share that with you. We're going to talk about the saboteur in us, the interventionist in us, different archetypes. And I lost the track of thought. Ah, yes. When you know that you've tried everything without being held back by the fear of being disappointed, by the fear of not being realistic, what if I told you that there was a magic pen, and you wanted to read a book for years and you could never do it, and there is a magic pen that when you're going to start writing with it, it's going to happen? Would you say, I'm afraid to be disappointed, so I'm not going to try, and you will see the pen on the table in front of you, and when you're 80 years old and you still haven't wrote your book, you know that it was on the table and you didn't do it? Or you're going to take the pen, and you're going to start writing. And whether it works or not, you know you will have written, you will have used everything, every idea, every tool, every possibility that was sent your way. I am now a new possibility. I'm sorry, that's my cat moving my desk door. I am a new possibility presented to you. So why wouldn't you try it? At least you will have the peace of mind at the end of the road, whatever happens, to know that you've done everything that you could do without regrets, without anything, knowing that you've been the best parent that you could have been, because there was nothing else. So I know it helps, because that vision of what's possible, that vision of everything is going to be okay, was the one that helped me when I was in pain. Even though the reality was like, I was in so much pain, nothing was working. I was afraid that what if we can find a way? What if I stay like that forever? I grabbed onto a vision of everything is going to be okay. And that plus the tool that I shared in my video, in my short, I think I shared it in an episode here too, of making space inside of me, making space so I can endure the pain longer, making space and to have the acceptance of what was happening, etc. Those two things together helped me last until I got the second cortisone shot. And that will be the same for you. It will help you last until something new happens. That's it for today. As usual, you can write to me, both on Facebook or through email. My new email that I'm using lately, my website email has run into trouble. I've been told by people who try to send stuff to me. And I'm using Ask Muriel, M-U-R-I-E-L-L-E, at gmail.com. So shoot me a question. I would love also to address your questions in the podcast, or a comment, or a topic, whatever you need to send me. Meanwhile, I'm sending you love. I know that sometimes it's hard to be a mom. It's hard to raise teenagers. It's hard to stay hopeful when things are not going your way. By the way, if you're not if you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, I shared a tapping session on nothing is working in my life currently. You may want to check that out and tap with me if that's you. There is always a way to go a little bit further, to go a little bit, to soothe yourself a little bit, and to be a little bit more resourceful. I'm sending you a ton of love. I'm sending you a ton of love. And until I see you again, go and expand your energy in everything you do. Check, use that check, that energy check for every idea that you have, whether it is for your teenager. I do that for my business. I do that for people that I let into my life. You know your body knows. And the more you do it, the more aware you're going to become of it, the more sensitive you're going to become to read that energy, to feel it, and it's going to help you immensely. Mwah!
We talk to the animals, and we know you can too. On the Animal Communication Podcast, hosted by the three of us, myself, Julie Hiert,
Karen Dudley-Smith,
and Meredith Tollison,
we will show you how to deepen your relationship with your beloved animal companions, whether they're alive or in spirit.
As soul-level animal communicators, we explain the process and explore topics such as health, behavior, and play, all from the animal's perspective.
So subscribe and follow us on Apple, Spotify, and listen as part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.